Time for us to talk a little hockey. It's been far too long since we've caught up with Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hey, Ty, welcome back.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Well, look, I don't think it's any coincidence at all that no sooner do we line you up to come on the show than the Bruins finally get things done with Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you messaged me a few days ago, I asked him to come on, and I was kind of in my head, I was like, what are we going to talk about? There's nothing going on with the team right now. And then sure enough, I think Don Sweeney got a hold of the tweet and said, I'm going to make a bunch of things happen, beginning with Patrice Bergeron. So a busy, busy day in Boston, but really beginning and ending with re-signing Patrice Bergeron, in my opinion.
So what does it mean to the team to have him coming back for a 19th season?
Well, it gives the team the believability factor, and I feel the same way about David Krejci, who I'm sure we'll talk about in a few. With Bergeron, though, it really is a lead-by-example kind of presence there. You know he's going to be in for the long haul. You know he's going to be here at training camp. He's going to be here in the preseason. Like, you're not sitting there wondering, is he in, is he out? And people within the team and within the locker room knew that he would be coming back. But to have it done and over with, I think, saves a lot of headache for a lot of people, namely Don Sweeney. But to have him back, I think it confirms to the locker room and to the players players in the organization that this team wants to continue to press for a Stanley Cup championship moving forward.
Yeah, not only that, as you hinted at, not long after the announcement of Patrice Bergeron, the news that David Krejci will be returning to the Bruins on a one-year deal as well.
Yeah, this is a big one as well. I was a little bit, I don't want to say doubtful per se, but, you know, Krejci was in town in the beginning of July. He was in town for the start of free agency, and I thought that was telling in a lot of ways. I said, oh, he's here to get a deal done. And then he went over to Europe again for Tuukka Rask's wedding, and I was like, oh, no, he may be going back home now. Like, so to get that deal done, bit of a surprise to me in a way, just because I had started to wonder if this was over and done with, right, that they were unable to make a deal happen, and it's just now it's back on the shelf, you know, especially when you factor in the Pavel Saka trade, a guy who can play center. But Krejci wants to be here, and I think what's good about that is that you now have a good landing spot for him between Hall and Pastrnak, and now that is an upgrade over what you had last year. No disrespect to Erik Haula, but having David Krejci between those two guys could make a gigantic difference for this team.
We're talking with Ty Anderson from 98.5 The Sports Hub here on Downtown. Would you think Jim Montgomery was a factor at all in getting those two guys to come back?
In a way, yes, but I don't want to say directly almost, if that makes sense. Like,
right.
Okay, let's say they hired David Quinn, right? A guy who gets his jobs based on integrating younger players. I think the guys would say, well, no, that guy, you're coaching him. You brought him in to coach a rebuild. I don't want to do that, right? I think Montgomery, the thing I like about that hiring the most is that you can say we're still trying to win with a guy like Jim Montgomery. He had the stars trending in the right direction prior to his dismissal. If you go back to 2019, he took the St. Louis Blues, the eventual Cup champions, as we all know, to Game 7 overtime. You know, that Dallas team was trending the right way with Montgomery in charge there. And then he goes to St. Louis and helps run their power play and their PK, and their special teams were elite this past year. So I look at that and I say, that's the coach you believe you can win with, right? And that oozes on down to the players who say, yes, this guy is the right kind of hire for us. So I know that he was in contact with Bergeron and Krejci, and he's talked with pretty much everybody on the team at this point. But I do think the caliber of coaching helped sell these guys on coming back to the Bruins.
Well, of course, we know from his playing days what he's like as a person and when he was up here at Maine, and a few guys will work as hard as Jim Montgomery will in that job.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what they wanted, right? Like, you want a guy who you have zero doubts about the buy-in, right? Like we talk about Bruce Cassidy and his voice and his messaging maybe grown stale over time. There was one thing you could say about him, though, is that he cared about winning, and that was the number one thing for him. You know, almost to a detriment in terms of alien some guys or not having the softest approach. So to get a guy who's going to work hard, who's going to work in tandem, I think, too, with the front office and what they want to do, that'll make a big difference for the team. And you hope that they now have an idea as to the identity of this team for 2022-23.
So I don't know if it's next on the list of priorities, but I'll ask you, Ty, what do you think it will take to get an extension put together that's acceptable for David Pastrnak?
Yeah, you know, I've always circled the Nikita Kucherov contract as sort of what I believe that the contract that worked for both sides would be. That's $9.5 million max term, so 8 years. So I think that's kind of where they should try to land. Now, has that been offered? I have a feeling they're gonna pay him what he wants to be paid. But that contract, I think, really, you want to get it obviously, you want to get it as cheap as possible. But I think 9.5 would be a win for all sides involved, especially look at Matthew Tkachuk's contract with the Florida Panthers, his extension, similar money. So I think around there, but they have to be mindful of this here because, you know, with the bonus structure of Krejci and Bergeron's contracts, you're going to kind of run out of space here at a certain point, right? I think assuming that they sign Pastrnak to that deal, $9.5 million per, they're going to have about $11.5 million, give or take, to build out the rest of their roster for 23-24. And they have a lot of holes on that roster, including, obviously, Bergeron and Krejci. So they got to be mindful of that, but I do think 9.5 to 10 mil is probably where they want to land ultimately.
Don Sweeney has a news conference scheduled for Wednesday morning. Might he drop any other surprises?
That's a great question. My understanding is that a Pastrnak deal is not going to be happening today, so they get a little break there. But do they maybe try to pick that up now between now and Wednesday morning? I know they've said they're going to attack it aggressively. I would say that we haven't really seen that aggression yet. So can we see that now? Perhaps. I mean, it's kind of interesting because what else is there to talk about at this point, right? We've already talked about Pavel Zacha with him. Now that we know that Bergeron and Krejci are back, we know what they can do. So this conference, in my opinion, is going to be a lot of Pastrnak focus, a lot of what the lines may look like. You know, talking with Jim Montgomery, do you have an idea as to what that looks like? So I expect a lot of talk about number 88, and I thought today may have been the day, with today being August 8th. Maybe that would have been a great number to get it done, but didn't happen today. I don't expect it to either.
So with those two taken care of and in the fold, what are the remaining needs for this team to at least be a competitive next season?
Well, I think they want to see what they have currently on the roster. Now, they don't have a lot of cap space to make anything else happen, which is a bit of a bummer because you look at the guys that are out there still, you know, Kessel needs a job. PK Subban, who, you know, these guys, listen, they're not what they were years ago, but can they help your team, I think, in depth roles? Yeah, probably. So it's interesting that I don't expect them to add any other players. So what needs to be done between now and then is doing all your cap equations and seeing how you can make this work, because with Zacha's contract now official as well, they are over the cap when fully healthy. So they're going to have to make an in-season move of some sort. So really, it's about finding out the best path to making that happen and maximizing your space, because I do think for all these additions that they made and these re-signings, they still need some more help. I really do believe that they could use another defenseman, they could use another forward, and it's just a matter of who that is.
Ty Anderson with us here on Downtown. Did I see it's the first day of your vacation and you're kind enough to spend some time with us?
Well, that was the plan, and then the vacation kind of got thrown out the window here, so... We're gonna have to take next Monday off now as well, presuming the Bruins don't sign everybody in the world that day as well. But yes, yesterday was supposed to be the first day of vacation. Didn't pan out that way. So the vacation officially begins tomorrow, and then it'll stop on Wednesday for a Sweeney thing, and then right back to it. So it's all over the place. Luckily, I have an amazing girlfriend who deals with my chaotic schedule, and that's all I can ask for in life.
Well, and apparently she puts up with you on those hot days, from what I see on social media, running through lawn sprinklers at office buildings to stay cool. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. I was walking home the other night, and it was one of these 100-degree nights, and nothing else. I don't have a pool. I live in the city, so I saw a sprinkler on, and I went, I'm running through this. And let me tell you, Rich, this was the most refreshing experience I've ever had. Probably since I was like 13 years old and jumping headfirst into a pool. Like that's probably the closest way to compare it. It felt so nice. So I thank that business park. I don't know who works in that business park, but shout out to them for letting me use their sprinklers at midnight on a Saturday night.
That actually sounds like a pretty good idea. If there had been a sprinkler in my neighborhood last night, I'd have done it because it was brutal up here. And today it's, you know, it's like October.
Right? Yeah. We still got the hot weather here. And it's, I tell you what, it's a tease living right across the street from Warrior Ice Arena, because I look at it at night, the lights are on, and I'm like, I just want to run across the ice right now. I just want to go take a nap on the Warrior Ice sheet. Who would mind, right? There's no one there. I'm not interrupting anything, so I get it. But hopefully, you know, football is back here, so now we, you know, that means typically the fall weather follows, so I'm kind of hoping for it. I've had my fill of 100-degree day heat.
I am with you completely on that day. Ty, it's great to catch up with you again on this what turned out to be monumental day for the Bruins. Thanks so much for visiting with us, as always, and we'll catch you again before too long.
Awesome. Can't wait. And now I know that if you text me before you want me to be on the show, the Bruins can make moves. So now we have that going for us, too.
Yep, we know how to make things happen. We can pull the strings that way.
That's all we ask for. Hey, great talking, as always.
Rick. All right. We'll talk to you soon, Ty. Thanks a lot. Ty Anderson with us on Downtown.